Then. The first thing we do every day is correct the time. It is actually 1930 UTC. Check your clock. It is not 845 or 846 or whatever that other clock said. It is 1930. Why 1930? Because that's when the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And the first thing we do is drink some tea. Oh yeah. First tea of the day, and man, is it good. Yeah. So good. So delicious. Man, I'm having crazy sinus day today. Who am I? I'm Sinus Boy. You might know me by my name. My quote name end quote, which is Tobe. It's true. My name is Tobe. I drink tea. I am also the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Other duties include asking the numbers lady for some numbers, which we need to do. So, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers today?
The numbers are 181, number 200, number 338, number 436, number 572, number 785, number 896. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. Well, we got some good numbers today. It's a good numbers day with bad sinuses. Oh, so let's drink more tea. I'm a tea drinking fool, let me tell you. That much should be obvious. You know, I'm actually kind of beginning to wonder if I have a head cold. Or something. Oh, I meant to say a tamikaze. Oh, I meant to say a headwind. Don't tell Minran. I might have a headwind, and it probably came from drinking an ice-cold beverage after 10 o'clock a couple nights ago. But yeah, my sinuses are all weird, but let's just power through. Because I got to mention something that I saw last night. I saw two interesting things last night, but one of the things that I saw last night, I was sitting here, right here where I am right now, and I was watching my television, and I was watching some YouTube videos. And because I've been watching a lot of Mahjong lately, you know, I get a lot of suggestions for other Mahjong games. And so I was looking at the thumbnail of one particular video, and I thought, wait, there's something weird about this. There's something, what's going on here? And so I had to watch it. And I did. And it was confusing, but interesting and crazy because it was, you know, just four women playing Mahjong, Ryuichi Mahjong, mind you. You know, making them obviously Japanese women, but I digress. And they were playing with a set of tiles that I did not understand, that I have not seen before. It was basically a regular set, all the same faces. But a large amount of the tiles were transparent. They were clear. Yeah. That is unusual. Why is that unusual? Well, that's unusual because everybody else sitting at the table can now see what you have. The tiles are clear. The faces are engraved in them, so, you know, everybody has a hand, and half the tiles that they have are clear. Allowing other people to see what you have, which makes for a very interesting game. If you don't understand, it'd be like having a deck of cards where half of them were clear, completely transparent, so anybody could see what they are. That changes things. That changes some strategy now, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So I watched that, trying to figure out what was going on, and it was crazy. Oh, one of the crazier games that I've seen in a while. I mean, I watch a lot of wacky Mahjong stuff, but man, never seen a game like that. And then when I got done watching that, I watched another video that was about cheating at Mahjong, but it was not better than the previous one. It was more recent. It was made in the last 10 or so years compared to the first one I saw, which was made back in the 80s. But it wasn't as good as the old one from the 80s. And I wasn't impressed. And they didn't teach me any new moves either. So I was just kind of like, whatever. Good tea. I love to drink tea. It's so good. Put the lid back on there. Keep it warm. Okay, tea's a little dry today, though. That's okay. So anyway, here's something else I need to bring up. Something else I've been watching. I've been watching this anime. I don't know if I mentioned it. Yeah, I did mention it. I've been watching this anime, and being as I'm up at weird hours and all this stuff, and I got nothing better to do, I've been watching this. And I watched maybe the first two, maybe three episodes, thinking, yeah, I don't know if I want to keep watching this. It's not that good. It's not that clever. It's not that funny. It kind of is funny. And blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll just watch one more episode and see what happens. And that was a couple days ago. I'm now on episode 30. Actually, I have finished 29 episodes. The next episode I need to watch is episode number 30. And I got to thinking, okay, that's a lot. You know, most of the anime that I watch, you know, the standard run is 12 episodes. Pretty much any anime that gets made is going to get you at least 12 episodes. Even if it's pretty good, that might be all you get. If a show is really super popular, you know, it might get another season, 24 episodes total. And so, here we go. I'm about to sneeze. Weird sinus day, I'm telling you. So, this show that I'm watching, I have surpassed 24 episodes. I'm up to episode 30. And I noticed when I was looking up episodes, I'm seeing episode numbers as high as like 54, etc., etc. And I thought, wow, there are really that many episodes of this show? This must have been really popular. And I'm watching it, and I'm trying to figure out, why was this so popular? You know, I've been watching it. Why? I don't know. Just because I kind of want to see what happens, even though nothing really ever does. And it just, is it funny? It's kind of funny. Why am I still watching it? I think I'm watching it just because I'm the type of person that I have to see it through. I have to watch the whole thing. I just can't start something and not finish it, especially movies or media like this. it's rare that I will watch a movie and only watch like the beginning of it and say, no, this is no good, and then I stop watching it. That's only happened maybe two or three times in my entire lifetime. Maybe twice. So I have this thing where I feel like I need to complete these things, because I feel like you're going to get something out of everything. No matter how bad a movie is, there is going to be one thing in it. There's going to be one clever bit in it that you're going to take away from it and learn from. That might not necessarily be the story or the plot or any of the dialogue. It might be something technical in the film. It blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Why am I still watching this show that I'm 30 episodes into and I can't figure out why I'm watching it? And why was it so popular? I have to admit, there are some funny parts. And I'm not sure how old this is. But this show is called Beelzebub. And it kind of makes no sense. The title character, Beelzebub, is a baby. A baby that is like 1 year old. And this baby is the son of the Dark Lord. Yeah, so this baby's got powers. And this baby gets sent to the human realm to be raised by a 17-year-old juvenile delinquent. A boy who cares about nothing more than about fighting, and that's about it. And that's why this baby gets sent to him, because the baby has to learn to be evil. And so he's being taught how to be ruthless and evil and everything by this high school kid. And there's some other bits and pieces of this story. But really? The one thing I do like about this show that I will admit that I... Okay, this is part that I like. It's the baby's dialogue. When the baby talks, all the baby ever says is da boon. Okay, but, and sometimes other like one syllable sort of grunts, and hish, hish, and da bun is about the only thing this baby says. But I love to listen to it say da bun because it's funny. And it's always in a different tone of voice that's appropriate for any situation. And I'm always waiting for it during the episode. I'll be watching the episode and then right before I know the kid's going to say it, I'll just say, da bun! Right? So, is that what I'm liking? I'm liking the baby's catchphrase. And I have watched 29 episodes of this show just to listen to a baby's catchphrase. 29 episodes, let's call it 30 episodes for math, for easy math purposes. 29 would be just about as easy. Still divisible by 3. So we're going to do Tobe math. I've watched 29 episodes. And each one of these episodes is about 24 minutes long, minus 4 minutes for the bumpers, the long outro, the long intro, etc., etc. These episodes are about 20 minutes long. Which means I've watched 30 of them, which means I've watched 10 hours, minus one episode, 29. 9 times 3 is 27, plus 2, yeah, okay. So I haven't watched 10 hours. I've watched 9 hours and 40 minutes of this show. Just because I want to hear a baby say, da, bud, does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense to me. But still, I'm probably going to get into some of that show some more today. It doesn't make any sense. It's just weird. And I like weird. So there you have it.
I think you'll be okay.
I think he's going to die.
Thank God. Is he awake?
No, he's going to be out for a while. But we removed the air tube from his throat. That should give him a little more comfort.
Yeah. You'll let us know when we can see him, right?
I sure will.
Thank you, Doctor.
No, thank you, patient.
I'm gonna go under the hall, okay?
Yeah, bring me a drink, will you? The kids have been drinking in Beverly Hills again. Somebody got sick.
What is wrong with you?
me. I didn't do anything.
You bought him the alcohol.
Too responsible. Dad, I kept an eye on him. How was I supposed to know he was going to get so tanked?
Oh, Stephen.
Let's all kill him.
You
would think they would have learned this lesson already. Because the description of this show is Steve turns 21 and allows his younger brothers to drink. Okay. And so then apparently Steve's younger brother is now in the hospital. Nobody cares. But haven't there already been about 17 or 18 episodes of this show that show underage kids drinking and then ending up in hospitals? Look what happened to Dylan. Look what happened to blah, 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 blah. Yeah, if you want to make a kids show, make sure it's all about drinking. It's like 90210. And, of course, doing hard drugs, like 4. That was the cool thing about 90210. They couldn't say anything bad about cocaine because they were all on it constantly. Oh, 90210, you gotta hate it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so now it's time for a kitty update. Yes, my cat is still in kitty prison. My cat has been imprisoned in the bathroom for over 24 hours now. And still not doing super great. I don't even remember where I updated everybody, but... highlights from yesterday include, but are not limited to... I walked in the bathroom at one point to check up on her and to pet her and tell her everything's going to be okay. And she stood there and talked to me for a minute, and then she decided to pee on the floor right in front of me. Doesn't decide to go in the box. She decides to pee on the floor right in front of me. And the pee is a little bit pink, as in blood. And I'm thinking, oh, great. So I clean all this stuff up, blah, blah, blah. And start to get worried. Then I go back in there when it's time for her next dose of medicine, because I got the kitty amoxicillin now, right? And so I go in there, and the cat seemed to be doing a little bit better. I didn't see any pee on the floor anymore. I did notice I could hear her using the box instead of peeing on the floor. And so I gave her her dose of drugs and petted her up. But about 45 minutes later, she threw up. So I had to go in there and clean that up. And I don't know what made her throw up. Was it the drugs? Was it what's going on? Everything's crazy. Everything's terrible. So, yeah, that's about where we are today, right now. I need to give her medicine, well, right after we do the show here. At 20 o'clock UTC or thereabouts. And yeah, I'm trying to get her to drink water. I did go to the store and I got some distilled water. I needed to get distilled water to mix up her medicine. And well, since I had to buy a gallon of it and I only needed, you know, like 50 milliliters, I thought, oh, I'm going to fill up her water bowl with distilled water too. Let her drink distilled water. And that's the other thing. My cat is sort of trained or has this automatic reaction to drink whenever she sees the water bowl being filled up. She's like, ooh, fresh water. I'm going to drink some. Yummy, yummy, yummy. So I've been doing that, and I've been getting her to drink distilled water because she had crystals in her urine and, you know, the tap water here has a very high mineral content. So if that has anything to do with it, that's, you know, one variable I can change. Uh-oh, Brandon's on the phone.
Hi.
What?
Really? Oh, okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
That's great news.
Yeah. Woo! Close
call.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, bye. That was Steve.
That was Claire. Your brother Ryan is out of danger. He's going to be okay. Steve's in with him now.
I gotta see him.
Nah, see him tomorrow. All you gotta do is go to bed now, man.
Because we're drunk and we're drinking coffee.
I'm tired. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
This is the one thing I hate. Here's a show that this episode is all about the dangers of alcohol. And yet they continue to perpetuate the myth that somehow drinking coffee is going to make you sober. Oh, you're drunk, you better drink this cup of coffee. Coffee does nothing to reverse the effects of alcohol. Lies, lies, lies. No, we're not going to listen to any lies songs. But we are going to go to musical interlude because we do need to do something. And you know, I did wake up with something in my head. It was a single line from one song. And that line was, whatever happened... That's not the song. The line was, whatever happened to all last season's losers of the year? A line that makes me laugh every time I hear it. And that line is, of course, from the song Surrender by Cheap Trick. And I feel like I need to hear that right now. So let's see if it'll play.
Just the other.
Yeah. Cheap Trick. Are they awesome? I tend to think so. But, you know, how many years later is it? Here we are, 40 years later, or whatever. And I still can't really figure Cheap Trick out. Cheap Trick are a really unusual band. And if you're familiar with their story, basically, this is one of those bands that sort of wasn't doing very well, and they were going to hang it up or get kicked by their label or whatever, when suddenly they broke huge in Japan. They went monster in Japan, so they go over to Japan, do some touring, do some live recording of these shows, and then of course suddenly the number one import single is a Cheap Trick single from Japan. Okay, so then Cheap Trick gets huge in America and boom, they're off to the races. Cheap Trick is a really unusual band in that their music doesn't really quite follow the right formulas. They're not doing the cliche stuff, which is sort of why you got to wonder, why did they not get popular? A lot of their songs I don't like. I think there's weird parts. You know, the lyrics are stilted. The prosody doesn't work. The rhyme schemes don't exist. Or what I hate the most is sometimes there's lines that rhyme, and then there will be some that don't. Within the same verse, like the first couplet of a verse will rhyme, and then the second one won't. It doesn't make any sense. And there doesn't seem to be any order to it. Seems to be very random. Plus, they like to do these weird modulations, and the songs are never in the key that they start in. It's weird, weird stuff that I really would love to discuss with them further. So they have a very sort of unusual sound. It's kind of strange and jarring. But then, on the other hand, they write these beautiful hook melodies and stuff that just suck you right in. And I still don't understand. I don't understand. Are these guys great or not? I kind of tend to think that they are. And I wish we would have bands like this today. Because the thing about Cheap Trick is they didn't ever seem like they were taking themselves too seriously. You know, Rob and Xander, the front man and the bassist sort of look like rock and roll guys, right? And they're trying to be rock and roll. They're wearing the rock and roll guy clothes and the leather jackets, and we got long hair and we're cool. And then we've got Rick Nielsen, who has got his cardigan sweater, his button-down shirt, his bow tie, his pants that are too short, you know, the hat and the glasses. And so he looks like some kind of college nerd from the 50s, okay, right? And then you have the drummer, Bunny Carlos, who's wearing a short-sleeved dress shirt with a tie that's loose, and he's got glasses and a mustache and short hair, and he looks like he'd rather be managing a Dairy Queen. And that's just one of the things that makes Cheap Trick so awesome. Anyway, so you've been listening to Cheap Trick. You've also been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30. You can probably also hear my cat meowing from the kitty prison that's 2 meters away. Oh, the poor baby needs to get better. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here and do stuff, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.